other day we were learning the Mishnah of Gimel Amar Aleph, the five people who are not acceptable for a shliach lahalochas aged. The cheresh to the cotton cannot be a shliach for anything. Rashi quotes our pasuk. Okay, has to be a bardas. A nochri is excluded from serving as a shliach. And then a suma, that's a special din. If it's a get b'chutz lorets, a suma is not good. That's the gemara that we learned. Here on this Mishnah, there's a famous Bahag. The Bahag quotes the tshuva from Rabbi Hanina Goyen, the Rosh, and all the other Rishonim. All the Rishonim quoted over here. This Hashara comes up all the time. The husband lives in Cologne, and the wife lives in Magenza. That's how the Hagos Ashri presents the story. I don't know if there are any Jews living in Cologne or Magenza anymore. So the husband appoints a shliach lahilachas haged, but the shliach is not going to travel from Cologne to Magenza. It's too expensive. So he appoints the shliach rishon appoints a shliach sheni by sending a letter to Magenza. That's not a problem. Why do you have to have the shliach rishon appoint the shliach sheni by sending a letter? Why don't you have the husband appoint the shliach in Magenza? No. When the shliach is going to deliver the get, he has to say b'fon anechta, b'fon anechta. Magenza in Cologne is in Chutz Lords. So if the husband calls up on the telephone, he sends a letter to some Jewish person in Magenza, I want to appoint you as a shliach. So the shliach in Magenza, he won't be there when the get is written. Cologne won't be able to say b'fon anechta. So the husband has to appoint the shliach rishon in Cologne. He knows the shliach rishon is not going to go to Magenza. And then the shliach rishon appoints a shliach sheni by sending a letter, by calling on the telephone. And then the shliach rishon says in front of the bezdin, b'fon anechta, b'fon anechtam, and I want to appoint the shliach sheni. So then the shliach sheni just says, shliach bezdin ani. I was appointed by the shliach rishon under the auspices of the bezdin. That's mishnayos later in the next parak. So here the shaila is, who's going to deliver the mail? When the get is delivered, when the get is sent in the mail from Cologne to Magenza, who's going to deliver it? Anachri is going to deliver it. So is that acceptable or not? So this was the shaila that they asked of the Rab Hanina Goyen. So he said that that's not acceptable. That's the rush over here. Simchav Zayin, the end of the second parak, Simchav Zayin. Kosa ba'alochas gedolos. Bo rabbonu kamei mar Rab Hanina Goyen b'kala rabbosi. Kala rabbosi means there was a big, kala means a gathering of many talmidei chachamim. There was a big crowd and they were learning. So they asked the shaila in public. Of Gechovim cannot be a shliach lohilochas haget. What if the shliach rishon wraps up the get, the chadmona, he wraps up the get in an envelope and he gives the envelope to the nochri and tells the nochri, you deliver this envelope to the Jew who lives in the other city, and then the shliach rishon appoints him. So the nochri is just a mailman over here. So Rab Hanina Goyen says that it's not acceptable, it's not kosher. Chanina Goyen responded to the question. He said, it's no good. It's not acceptable. And then the Rosh says that the Rabbanim from the later Rabbanim, the Hashtag Kamri, and the later Talmid HaChachamim think that it's not so. I've got the I say of Kachavim Legita. Even though the guy is the mailman in between, that's not a problem. But lachatila, it's a problem, but for the evidence, this is leiteitze. And the common practice is that we do it all the time, lachatila. So there are more, and Ebenezer quotes the two opinions. There are three opinions. Chanina Goyen holds that it's possible even by the evidence. It's not clear whether he means it's possible in our Torah, it's possible in the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, the Hashto, the Rosh quotes. Rabbanah, the Hashtag Kami, the later Rabbanah is probably from the Bahag. The later Rabbanim after the days of Rab Hanina Goyen hold that Lechatchila it's not kosher, but in this is Leiteitze. Based on something about the Mezuyif Mitoichait. Something has to do with Mezuyif Mitoichait, that's when no one knows what in the world does have to do with Mezuyif Mitoichait. Mezuyif Mitoichait is if a Nochri signs on the get, or a Jew signs Shalom Shema. What's over here? Because you had a Nochri mailman. How does it have to have anything to do with Mezuyif Mitoichait? That Lechatchila is no good, and did he ever, this is Leiteitze. And our practice is that we do it Lechatchila. That's the common practice. So that the Teferes Yankif who lived in the late 1800s, he was the Rav in Warsaw. So he writes that many Jewish men moved to America, and they left their wives behind. And then they send a get from America, and they send it in the mail. He says, "It's my simchal yom that they do it like that." So if you're going to tell me that this is not kosher, it's pasul mitat Torah, it's pasul mitat Rabbanan. So the women are going to be stuck. Women are going to be agunas. He has a long essay at the end of our parak. He has a long essay to talk about what's the ikar din over here. Anyway, the pashtus is that it's very palatable. No one understands what this Rav Chanina Gaon is talking about. What does it have to do with Mezuyah Mitocha? So this, the Feres Yankif, has a whole fantastic imagination, and he gives a whole pshat. Rav Chanina Gaon holds like the Rashba. I mean, we're learning Mezuyah Mitocha and Dav Dalet, so the Rashba's opinion was that sometimes Mezuyah Mitocha is a psul deraisa. So he says that this Rav Chanina Gaon holds that it's a psul deraisa, and he holds in this case, Adin the Raisa, very shver. Very shver. The pashtus is the way the common practice is now, that it's even mutar l'chatchila, that there's no problem with it. Simen, that's one major issue. You say, how does the Shliach Sheni know that this is the authentic get that was written in Shema? So you have to make simonim. So you have, in the days of the Gemara, Nekev Yesh B'tzadois Ploini, if there's a Nekev next to one specific letter, that would be considered a Simon Mubik. And Bizman Azeh, the common practice is, whenever they send a get in the mail, so they always put three holes next to three different letters on three different lines, and they'll call up the other person, or they send a letter, a separate letter in the mail, and they tell them what the three Simonim are. The reason why do they make three Nekovim? In the days of the Gemara, one Nekev Yesh B'tzadois Ploini was considered a Simon Mubik. That's going to be in the next pair. Nekev B'tzadois Ploini is a Simon Mubik. But apparently, since the Minig developed that we always put a Nekev B'tzadois Ploini, so it's no longer a Simon Mubik. So we want to have three Nekovim. That'll already be three Nekovim next to three different Oisias. That'll already become a Simon Mubik. So that's good to identify that this is the get that was written in Shema. That's one issue that you have to solve that, by having the Kovin, that it should be a Simon Muvik. But then this Rav Chanina Gaon holds it's a different psul. He says, the Nochri can't serve as a Shliach Lahilacha, and if you need someone to be the mailman, to deliver the get from the Shliach Rishon to the Shliach Sheni, if you already need a human being in the middle, that has to be a Jew also. You don't need anybody. Let the Shliach Rishon give it directly to the Shliach Sheni. But if you have a middleman, the middleman has to be Jewish. That's what he gives a tzushtel somehow to Mezuyah Mitoichai. If you don't have anybody signing the get, it's fine. Eidim Mesirikar, so you don't need any Eidich Hasimah. But if you have Eidich Hasimah signed to a apostle, then it's a poisel. So that's what he says over here. Let the Shliach Rishon give the get directly to the Shliach Sheni, so you don't need a middleman. But if you have a middleman and he's a Nachri, that makes it worse. Somehow he calls that Mezuyah Mitoichai. Two different issues. Your issue is another issue. You got to make sure that the Shliach Sheni has identified the get accurately as the get that was written in Shema. So indeed, in a Kovim Mitzad Gimel Oisiyos, that it should be a Simon Muvik. But here, Rabbi Chanina Gaon raised a new issue of the Nesina, that if you have another person, all the people have to be Jewish. So that's a famous Shverishita from the Gaon. It's quoted, all the Rishonim quoted. The Mordechai quotes it, the Rashba, the Ramban, all the Rishonim, they all talk about this Shita. There's some Rabbanim, when they give a Shir on Gittin, that's the first Shir. Talk about Rav Chanina Gaon. I didn't think it was worthy of being mentioned in the first year. Okay. Then the Mishnah says Suma. A Suma is not. So Gemara says, what's wrong with a Suma? Why can't a Suma be a Shliach Lailok? Gemara says, Gemara says, Amar Apsheshis, a Suma can never serve as a Shliach because any of them, Minot or Leminoslo. He doesn't know what he's doing. Rav Yosef says, why not? Yeah, there's such a thing as Tviya Seina Dekola. Hech b'ni adam etormen u shasem ba'layla. The answer is Tviya Seina Dekola. Ach anami Tviya Seina Bekola. Yeah. So, Elo Amar Rav Yosef, no, hach b'chutz lor taskinu. He has to be able to say b'fana echta b'fana nechtam. So that's why it's not good. But in Eretz Yisrael it is okay, because there will be Tviya Seina Dekola. So what did Rav Sheshes think? That's what we were talking about the other day. What did Rav Sheshes think? Why does Rav Sheshes think that a sumo doesn't know what he's doing. Why doesn't a sumo know what he's doing? Rav Yosef Tainis is a concept of the Tfiyah Seinah Dikola. But Rav Yosef also agrees. Let's say he's hard of hearing also. The sumo is hard of hearing and he doesn't have a Tfiyah Seinah Dikola. He wears a hearing aid and all the sounds are distorted and everybody's voice sounds the same. Based on his hearing aid, everybody's voices sound the same. There is no Tfiyah Seinah Dikola. Then Rav Yosef would agree with Rav Sheshes that it's no good. That a sumo cannot serve as a shliach even in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have to say b'fan an echta. What's the issue? Why is there a problem? So what did Tosfos say over here? Lemi notlo, lemi noslo. Rav Sheshes says Tosfos dima maskal. The second Tosfos on the bottom. He doesn't know lemi notlo, lemi noslo. Mikar mashma itzoch sheyakev hashaliach shezeh habal v'zui hoisha. V'shem yesh lechalik the daf kisuma sheyochel atos v'yesh lochas yoiser. Shema Yatuhu. So what did Tosfos say? First Tosfos suggests from the Gemara would appear that you can only serve as a shliach lahilocha if you personally recognize the husband. That's what they meant. Nikan mashma, soch sheyakir, you have to have a hakora atzmit. You have to personally recognize the shliach. The shliach has to recognize the husband and the wife. But maybe you can dingzach that it's not so. So the Pashto says we assume like a dingzach. We don't assume that the shliach has to know them personally. Why? Someone will identify. We're going through the Gemara in. We're talking about the Gemara in Yevam. Is Daf Lametes and the days and the Gemara later on. Samach Vav and Aleph. Someone brought it up the other day that the Minat Torah. If a person says my name is so and so and this is my wife and I'm writing a get, it's a Minat Torah. You believe him. To identify himself and his wife, and you give the get. With the Rabbanan, they instituted a chumrah that we don't believe in. Maybe this man is really the woman's boyfriend, and he's going to make believe that he's the husband. And the husband make him believe his husband is giving his wife a get, and the bezin gives the woman a tour. Then they're going to go to a different rabbi, and the woman will show, oh, she got divorced. The whole thing was a fraud. Her boyfriend went and he made believe that he's the husband. And he gave Tzibi Abad that she give a get, and now they go to a different rabbi. The other rabbi doesn't know. So he's going to allow them to get married. He'll have this couple get married. So with the Rabbanu, they were concerned that someone may misrepresent himself. So they insisted that you need Hakorim and Piacherim. The Gemara says on Samach Vavim and Aleph, if it's a very big Shas Hatzak, if you have a very big, where was that Gemara? The Shas Hatzakonikas, when it's not for Pishain Makirin. Because the whole need, that's what the Tzai Sachalishim writes, the whole need for Hakorim and Piacherim is only Midi Rabbanon. So if you have a big Shas HaSakon, a very big Shas HaTchak, someone make all on that. That's what the Beis Meir writes in Ebenezer. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Beis Meir. Beis Meir was a contemporary of Rabbi Kivega. I think he also lived in Germany. Kivega lived in Germany, in Poznan. So he writes that on one occasion, he quotes a story, that on one occasion a man died and his wife needed Chalitza. So the brother-in-law traveled from another country, they corresponded, the brother-in-law traveled. And the brother-in-law came to the community and nobody knew who he was. He came and he said, I am the brother of the deceased man, and he came to do the chalitza. So even though nobody knew who he was, so the poskim were mekel, they went through with the chalitza, and the Beis Meir writes a loshen, vein poitze peh umitzavze. No one objected, because the Gemara says, if you have no brera, you revert back to the din derais. On the normal circumstances, if it's not too difficult, not a shas hashakara, not such a big shas hatchak, so then the Gemara says, we require hakara v'piacherim. So then the Gemara has a shaila, hakara v'piacherim, how many other people have to identify that this is the husband and this is the wife? So we paskin, al pi eidechod, and even if the eidechod is al pi isho, al pi karev, is also good. The whole thing, hakara v'piacherim, is only a chumer midirabbanon, so you don't insist on dafke two kosher eidim. Even Eid Echad is good, and even if Eid Echad is a Korav Aranisha, it's also good. So let's say over here, you have a Shliach Lohilochas Haged. He doesn't know the people at all over here. So they tell him, people tell him, let's say the local Rabbanim tell him, this is the husband and this is the wife, and the couple is getting divorced, and Shayim. So they say, the husband lives over here in this city, the wife lives in a different city, they show him a photograph. Is they go to the other city and find the wife and give her the get. So since the rabbi told the husband, the rabbi told the shliach, this is the husband and that's the wife, and go to that city, shine, so that's Hakar Mepiacher. So that's called Makirin. That's called Makirin. So what it tells him, Mikam Mash Mutzach Shiyakva Shlich Shazer Abal. The Shlich is always Makir. They tell him it's Hakar Mepiacher Echod. So that's a good Hakar. So what does Tosis mean of him? Mikan mashma, tzoch sheyakir v'shaliach. It always is makir. You have a hakorim and piyei rechad. It's a good hakor. Shem yesh lachad. What are they raising an issue over here?
Rabbi saying that
it's
coming out of hakorim and piyei
So we're not talking our current piyacher. So what are we talking about over here? So what's the problem? Why is there a problem by a sumo? Someone tells him that this is the husband and the shayin. They tell him the husband is divorcing his wife. Wife lives in another city. So why can't the sumo serve as a shliach? Abshashis holds a sumo. Abshashis learned originally pshat a sumo cannot serve as a shliach even in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to say before an echter. The sumo can never serve as a shliach because he doesn't know what he's doing. So Rav Yosef says, why doesn't he know what he's doing? Tfiyah Sein Adikola, what's the problem? And if you have Hakorim Piyad Echod, why isn't that good? What's going on over here? Very unclear. Last time when we learned it was very unclear. So I looked in the Teferis Yankiv. That's where I saw this whole discussion that he has on the Rabbi Chanina Gaon. As a long Arichas, he wants to say Rabbi Chanina Gaon holds that if you have the non-Jew deliver the mail, it's a Psul Deraisa. So he thinks that the Rav Chanina Gaon holds like the Rashba that we had on Dav Yalad, that sometimes Mizrif Mitoches and Din Deraisa, a whole fantastic pshat he has. So he talks about this also. So he thinks that the pshat is like this: when I appoint a person as a shliach, I can only appoint him as a shliach if he's able to do the thing on his own that he asked him to do. Let's say I'm appointing someone as a shliach to deliver the get to my wife. So is he physically able to do? To give the get on his own, or is he going to need someone, or will he need somebody else to help him? So he thinks that that's the premise of the discussion over here. When you appoint a shliach, let's say the standard procedure like we do: the husband lives in New York, the wife lives in California. So the husband appoints a shliach rishon. Shliach rishon says b'fanan echtam, and then he sends the get in the mail to California. And the Shliach Rishon appoints a Shliach Sheni Shalai B'fonav, and the Shliach Sheni says Shliach Beznani. So in that case, I know quite well in advance that the Shliach Rishon is not going to go to California. That's a cost of fortune of money. He's going to send it in the mail for 42 cents. He's not going to travel by plane. He's not going to go by train to go all the way to California. But that's okay. Theoretically, the Shliach Rishon has the ability to travel by car or by plane to go to California. So even though he chooses not to, I had the ability to appoint him as a shliach rishon for the halacha saget, because it's physically possible for him to give the get. What if I appoint a suma as a shliach? So if the suma is unable to do the get, on his own without assistance from somebody else, that's what the Tiferes Yankiv thinks is the issue over here. Such a mina shlichus is not valid in the first place, because I appointed a person as a shliach who is unable to do the job. Usually we have a person, he is able to, but he's not willing to. I point to Shlech Rishon, he's not crazy, he's not going to go all the way to California. Shalom Aleichem.
Gentlemen, I'm famous, and some people will say infamous, for asking where is my sfeitim mentioned for the first time. The last few years, I've stopped asking that. Instead, I've asked questions about the families who are helped from this collection. To say, if any story is true, every name is not the right name. To say that Mrs. Cohen was distraught when her husband didn't come home from work is certainly an understatement. About 2 weeks later, with the help of the Rabbanut, she found out what had happened. He went to the Rabbanut and they are married a second wife. About 2 weeks later, with the help of the Rabbanut, she got a get. Technically, she may remarry. Do you know someone who wants to marry a grusha with 8 children? And so, at least financially, before Pesach, who helps her manage? The answer is, you do. There was an Israeli man who had come to New York for Purim and collect. His family needed it. He called me up a few days before Purim and I asked him, where is he? And he said, in Yerushalayim. About a week before, he had fallen and now he can't go around to collect. He's in a wheelchair. I would give him money for his family, for his brother's family. His father is a Rosh Kollel and refuses to take any money for himself, but would take money for the Kollel Yogalite. And so, who helped those families? The answer is, you do. On and on for about 200 different families. Who helps them? You do. And so each year we collect more ischitim. I do have change. I take tax deductible checks. And I have envelopes for anyone who's interested in sending the tax deductible check, if I might. Everyone was in the Beis Medrash, but a few people said they forgot a while.
What?
Ah, yeah. We got to tie everything
in. All the Chazon Lech here. So that made it very interesting. What were you telling me then? Shefa Chazar is not there. Share. No?
I don't know. That also? Okay. Shkach to you, okay. So alumnus of Yeshiva College. Our people are working all over the world. Okay. Here. So on this Gemara, Chol Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Tiferes Yankiv thinks that that's the issue. That when you appoint a person as a shliach, he doesn't necessarily have to plan to go to California. It's okay if he stays here and he says b'fananechtam, and then he appoints a shliach shein in California, but at least he's a person who has the ability to go do the nesinas aget. So Rav Sheshes is of the opinion, Rav Sheshes reads pshat in the Mishnah, that a sumo, since he cannot do the nesinas aget on his own, is going to have to rely on someone else telling him who's who. So you have no right to appoint, you don't have the ability to appoint a Summa as a Shliach. The Summa cannot be appointed as a Shliach because he cannot do the Shlichas all on his own. He's going to have to come on to someone else's assistance. Ah, okay. Good.
You can't appoint a Shliach solely for the purpose of appointing a second Shliach?
He can't appoint the shliach
solely for the purpose of appointing a second shliach. I mean, the person's incapable of doing the gerushin. The guy's stuck in jail. He always been a visitor. Tomorrow's going to California. So you give him the get. Give to the guy and give to your wife.
I give him the get, and he's going to say b'fananechtam.
Yeah, you're right in jail. Okay. But you
right. So that's no good.
That's no good.
Yeah. That's what we seem to be assuming like that. We appoint the Shliach Rishon, who can appoint the Shliach Rishon. We know in advance the Shliach Rishon is not going to travel all the way to New Zealand. The wife is in New Zealand. We know he's not going to go there, but theoretically he had the ability to go there. So that's called, he's called the Shliach Lo Lochas Haged. But if he knows he's in prison, and he's not going anywhere, so he does not have the ability to do it. So that's not called, that's what it would appear from the Gemara. That's not called the Shliach. You can't appoint such a person as a Shliach. So that's what Rav Sheshes understood the Mishnah, that since a Sumer can only do the Nesinus Haged with the assistance of other people, we're going to tell him, this is the Isha, this is the Baal, and so on, and he can't do it on his own, so that's not called the Shliach Lahilachas Haged.
Is that only true by Ketan, or is that true by...
Probably by anything. That's not called the Minu Shlichas. Minu Shlichas only if the person has the ability to do on his own. So then Rav Yosef disagrees. He says he does have the ability to do on his own. Since someone will introduce him to this Isha, and then he'll pick up the woman's voice, and then later on he'll be able to identify who the woman is with a Tvias Einu D'Kola. To start it off, you always need someone else. Let's say you pick a Shliach who doesn't know who the Isha is. So that's okay. He'll go to the community, he'll ask all the people who's the Isha, and then after they'll have a Hakorim and Piacherim, so then he'll be able to identify who the Isha is later. So he'll be able to do it in the Sinus Haged. When he does the Shlichas, he'll be able to do it on his own. He's going to need someone else's assistance in order to figure out the Tvias Einu D'Kola, in order to know what she looks like, who she is. Once he figures out who she is, then he can do it in the Sinus Haged. But by the Summa, every step of the way, he'll never be able to do on his own. He can't say, oh, he already picked up the knowledge, he already picked up the information, now he can do on his own. The Summa's going to, that's how Rav Sheshes thought. Rav Yosef says, no, the Summa can also pick up the knowledge, and then later on, he'll do the Kiyum HaShlichas on his own.
So I've heard him. We all give our matel, or not all, a lot of us, we give our matel to someone who's giving it to people in Israel. So a lot of times we give it on, even for a morning, a lot of people already kind of give it to the game. And it's being given in Israel late afternoon, it was after teaching, it was a longer day, so there was no way the person they gave it stuck it to could have gotten there. Are they not giving to matel to by that?
I mean, if I call up on the phone the last minute before Shkia, it hurts Israel. I couldn't have gone, but the Shliach can.
The Shliach can't go. I get to the Shliach the last minute before it.
I mean, I gave it to a Shliach, I gave it to another Shliach.
That's what we all do. We all put the money in the boxes, either for Goldmith or for whoever was in charge of the different
one. So, Neil, I'm appointing the person here as the Shliach. I don't know if you need Shlichas over there. Let's say, by get, you need Shlichas, you shouldn't be Tli Gittach Magali Karka. What about, let's say, if it'll be Tli Matonis Levyodi now Gabi Karka, will be good. Let's say I'll leave the money in a box and the Anim will come and they'll take it. In the community, we have a system, everybody puts it stuck in a pushke, and the Anim come after Kriya Samagil and they all divide the Matonis Levyodi on their own in a peaceful fashion. Sure? So you're all Yotze. I don't think you need Shlichas by Matonis Levyodi. As long as they see to it somehow or another, by hook or by crook, that the money arrives at the Oni's pocket, so you fulfill the Matanis Levyam. I don't think you need Shlichas there. I don't think you need any Shlichas Bechlal. He needs Shlichas.
He couldn't do it on his own. He needs someone to hold his hand to make sure it stays steady. It's like, I'm going to be a rich shlichas on Mila.
You don't need shlichas by Mila either. It's a good question. Do you have shlichas? When the father asks the mom to do the Mila for him, he says, shluchas shalom kemarisai. The Mila is good even if they go against the wishes of the father.
Yeah, for the father to be mekayem the mitzvah, assuming that you're using shlichas.
Okay.
According to those that say that you're using shlichas.
So yeah.
This wouldn't be a good shlichas if the mom can't do it on his own. He needs someone to hold his hand steady.
Okay, maybe it won't be good.
What about an Elaine saying Mifanayefta? An
Elaine
can't say
Mifanayefta. An Elaine cannot say Mifanayefta. Why not? Yeah.
So there's
Nina Chutzlort. You need Gufana Nechta. So you don't can't be.
We don't stop. We say that Nina is good.
Nina is good to do what?
To deliver the get.
If you need b'fana nechtov, so you won't be able to say. Okay, so we have a problem. If the teretzel, you don't need b'fana nechtov, so you don't can be.
So what's the, why is this a problem?
Can only appoint the person as a shliach that he should be able to be, he should be named to say b'fana nechtov, he should be able to appoint the shliach shein and so on. That's only if the shliach was able to do the shlichus on his own. But if he cannot do it on his own, he's always going to need someone else's assistance. He always needs someone else's assistance. Let's say when they write the get, I need the assistance. They have to tell me what the names are. No one has Ruach HaKodesh. But once you tell me what the names are, now I can do it all on my own. I found out all the information. Now I have the knowledge. Now I can do the Nesinus HaGet on my own. But the Rav Sheshes thought that the Summa will never be able to pick up enough knowledge that he should be able to do on his own. He's going to need someone else holding his hand every step of the way.
What's the difference between a Summa and a regular person? If they're both being told who the person is, what's the difference? The Summa is able to give the get just like a regular person can give a get. They both need to be told who the person is.
No, someone else tells me the Hakvare. Now when I see that person, I recognize that person. I know that that's the husband, that's the wife, Shai. So now that I picked up the knowledge, so I recognize them on my own. But the Summa never recognizes them on his own. So that's where the Yosef Tainis, but the Summa is also the same. You can have a Tfiyah Seinu
the
call.
I don't need to recognize them on my own as long as I have a Karim Tfiyah Seinu. I don't need to recognize them on my own. So what's the Milo of him being able to recognize them on his own?
Min haTorah it's enough hakorah mepiatzma, and min the rabbanim you need hakorah mepiacherim, but both on the level of the raisa as well as on the level of the rabbanon, we're assuming that that hakorah has to be in advance, and once you have this knowledge, either min haTorah based on his own telling me, and min the rabbanon based on the reidecha telling me, so now when I'm about to give the get, now I have the knowledge on my own, so now I'm doing the get on my own. But the Summa, even if you tell him in advance, when it comes the moment of the Nesinus HaGet, he doesn't see anybody, doesn't. So he still doesn't know. So they have to tell him, you're doing right. By other people, you don't have to tell him you're doing right. He already heard this, the husband is the wife, and he knows he's doing the right thing. But the Summa, since he doesn't see, so they're going to, at the time that he's doing this, Kiyam HaShlichus, they're going to have to keep on being Mechazikim to tell him that he's doing the right thing. So he assumes that that's not called the Minu Shlichus. That's what we got stuck in the Gemara. We didn't understand the other day. What's wrong? So that's what Lachor you have to add on. To appoint a person, that a person should be able to serve as a Shliach, is only valid if he can do the Shlichus on his own. If he can't do on his own, he always has to come on to someone else, then he's not a Shliach. He can't be a Shliach. That's Lachor what you see from the Gemara. It's a Chiddush. And Rabbi Yosef Tainet, no, he can have a Tvi'a Seinu D'Kola, it's not a problem.
The Rebbe's saying just to follow step three, Rabbi Yosef, even though he's cholek on the Summa, that Soma has a Tvi'a Seinu D'Kola, Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbi Yosef's premise that
in principle,
the Shliach has to be independent.
Right,
independently capable.
Right, so let's say the Shliach has a hearing aid, and all voices come in squeaking the same way. He can't recognize the difference between a man's voice and a woman's voice. He can't recognize anything with his hearing aid, or he has a shvacha hearing. So then Rav Yosef would agree with Rav Sheshes when there's not Tvi'a Seinu D'Kola to solve the problem. So then the shliach only knows that he's doing the right thing if at the time that he gives the get, they keep on telling him, you're doing right, this is the husband, this is the wife, give the get. So if he's not able to do on his own, even after they build up the whole case, he doesn't have a Tvi'a Seinu D'Kola, he can't identify anything. Then he would agree to Rav Sheshes that the Summa cannot serve as a shliach. That's what it sounds like.
He can't have a Summa be mafish Truma for the shliach.
Why not?
Because he doesn't know that you put in front of him. He doesn't know what this is, that this is the, that you should be taking Truma. He only knows because you're telling him this is the food that you should be taking Truma. This could be someone else's food in there. no idea.
I mean, how do I know? Let's say a person is not a suma. How do I know? Maybe it's someone else's food.
According to Rebbe, I told him in advance. Now he sees this food and says, "Oh, this looks like the same food that you told me that was yours."
Everyone's food looks the same.
I don't know. It's a good question.
The person has a bad memory. You treat him like a sumo?
If the person has a bad memory?
He doesn't remember.
No.
You tell him this is what you do, and he doesn't remember what you told him. So you're going to treat him like a sumo? He can't do shit on his own?
Could be.
They had kids like that. Someone in Iraq, a bomb went off near his head. And he remembers, you know, his childhood, but if you told him 5 minutes ago what he did, he can't remember. So he has to write down everything good. There's two questions. Is he like what he's saying, that he would be puzzled because he can't do it on? What about if he writes down? Does that count? If you tell him 5 minutes ago and then he takes notes, then he'll remember that one.
It should also be good.
That you can write it down.
Yes. So we have to look into this Gemara some more. What exactly, what's the premise of Rav Sheshes that they all agree to? Rav Yosef basically agrees, they just disagree because of the Tfiyah Seder the color. Otherwise he also agrees. He's saying some vort over here, that if a person cannot serve as a shliach if he doesn't know what he's doing. But other people will guide him. That was the question. So someone else will guide him and tell him, if this is the way, he can't see. So they say, if it's not the wife, it won't be chal. If it is the wife, it will be chal. So that's not good enough. He has to know at the time that he gives the get, that he's giving the get to the wife. So normally, if the person can see, so they tell him, and then he recognizes the woman. After they tell him, he recognizes the woman. So it's considered he does it on his own. And by the sumo, he can't recognize. So at the time that he does the kiyum hashlichus, he's not doing it on his own. He has to rely on someone else. So he's ain't a yochel. He's not able physically to fulfill the shlichus. That's not called the shlich. Wow. So then, when will he have it in Gemara? A nochri cannot serve as a shlech. Atam ka matam atam b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. Do you say matam Yisrael, av shluchachem Yisrael, and a Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael? So that's what the Gemara said. You don't say like that. A Nebuchadnezzar, however, may be knocked out from serving as a shliach by a get, because he's ain't a b'toiras. Okay. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan came up. That was a shaila. Doing in Amayrim, so that the maskanas we pass in Nebuchadnezzar is Zayin B'Torah is getting the kedushin. So Nebuchadnezzar, even though he can't serve as a shliach in other areas of halacha, but Nebuchadnezzar cannot serve as a shliach by a get. And that was the machlokes, the Rimagash, and the other Rishonim cannot serve as a shliach. Which case of a get? It's only a shliach like kabbalah or even a shliach like halacha. So Rashi and Tosis and Rav Rishonim disagreed with the Rimagash. Fine, that we discussed already. Then we had the din of whoever is Zayin B'Torah cannot serve as a shliach. So we had it here in our Gemara, and Nebuchadnezzar Zayin B'Torah Gitn Gedushin cannot serve as a shliach and Gitn Gedushin. He can serve as a shliach and Mekir Chamemkar. He cannot serve as a shliach and Gitn Gedushin. So likewise, the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, this is quotes of Hamem Aleph on the base, Machlek Zab Shimon and Achachamim. The Tanner Reb Shimon Bayichoy is of the opinion that a Nochri cannot be mafrish trumas and maisis on his own tvuah. If he's mafrish, it's not chal. It really should have been chal. I really should have said ish ish. Rashi quoted from Chulin Yud Gimel. Ish ish l'rabbis es anachim shenod min dom and dabuski Yisrael. So I should have derived from there with the mamatzinu hu adinami. If nochri is mafrish truma b'tevel shalo, I would have said that it should be chal. Nochri is not mechuyim to be mafrish truma. It's not from the sheva mitzvahs ben enoch. But we should have said that it should be chal, and that's in fact how Rav Tanoim hold that it is chal. Reb Shimon holds Gzeres Hakasuv that it says Bnei Yisrael Prat LaAkum that a nochri cannot be mafrish chumas and maisis. And then you learn that chet mechuma, just like a nochri cannot be mafrish chumas and maisis on the tvua that grew in his own farm. Hu adinami kotche akum ein behem meila, because you have Gzeres Shavu chet mechuma. Fine, that's all Reb Shimon sheet, and the Chachamim disagree. They say Kotche Akum is exactly the same as Kotche Yisra. And if a Nochri is Mafresh Truma, it's also Chal. Even though the Nochri is not Mitzuvah, he's not Mechuyev to be Mafresh Truma, but Mafresh Truma it is Chal. Fine. So Tosis raised the problem, Rashi raised the problem, if you hold Yeshkin, there is a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Yeshkin and the Nochri not. So Rashi says this Gemara is going with the opinion ain't kinyan lo avikachovim lafkir miyatrumas amais. Fine, that's a machlokes later in the end of Perek Hashalech, and that's taka we paskin ain't kinyan in Eretz Yisrael ain't kinyan in Surya, because Surya the whole chiyah paprasha is only midrabanon. In Surya we say yesh kinyan in ochri lafkir miyatrumas amais, but in Eretz Yisrael is their raisa, so we say ain't kinyan in ochri lafkir miyatrumas amais. It's fine. And then the Ri says it was necessary for Rashi to say that the Gemara here was working with the Shita Ein Kinyan and Nochri Lafkiya. Even if he held Yesh Kinyan Hafkiya, Kinyan Akum is only Mafkiya if the Nochri owned the Sode Bishas Chayvosoi. That's the Loshan HaMishnah. Bishas Chayvosoi Ptura Hoysa. When is the Shas Chayvosoi? The Havo Ashlish. When the Tvua passes that threshold, it passes the point of Havo Ashlish. So if it belonged to Nochri, then one Tana will say, half the Tana will say, Yesh Kinyan and Nochri. We pass Kinyan and Kinyan and Nochri Berisor. But at least some of the Tana will say, Yesh Kinyan and Nochri, Lahavkir, Miyachum, is Mais. But here we're talking about a case. The Tvua belonged, the Sode belonged to Israel at the time of Avo Ashlish. And after Avo Ashlish is Bishas Chayvosa Chayev, is Hoysa. And then later on, the Nochri buys it from the Israel. And then the shaila is whether Nachri is mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maisis or not. So mechuyev for sure not. Mechuyev for sure not. It's not when the Shem mitzvah has been enough. Shaila is, will it be chal? If the Nachri is mafresh, will it be chal? So that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabban. So then Tosis raised another question. What do you mean? The Jew owned the field at the time of Havo Shlish, then he sells the field to the Nachri after Havo Shlish. Isn't that called lakuach? There's a din, Aser Tassus Kaltua Zarecha Pratle Lakuach, that the Chi of Hafrosh is Trumas and Maisis on Lakuach is only with the Rabbanon. So Tosis thought in posing the question, Lakuach when? I bought a field 100 years ago from somebody. So that's Lakuach. I own the field the last 99 and a half years. That's my field. That's not Lakuach. When is it called Lakuach? Lakuach means after the Shas Chai Vasoi. The Tvua already grew Havo Ashlish, Biad, Ruvain, and then Shimon buys the field afterwards. If I buy the field before Havo Ashlish, so it's like I bought the field 10 years ago and I planted it. So from day number one, it was mine. Lokuch is if it's not from day number one. So when is it not from day number one? If I bought it after Havo Ashlish, there already was a Shas Chai Vasoi, Biad, the first owner. So Taisus here, so what did we just say now? The Sada was in the ownership of Israel at the time of Havo Ashlish. So there's no issue that Rashi, the issue Rashi raises, a non-issue. You can't say Yesh Kinyan and Nochri Lahavkiya. It didn't belong to the Nochri at the time of Shas Chayvosa, at the time of Avo Ashlish. So that solves the problem of Yesh Kinyan and Nochri. So then Tais says, but if the Nochri bought the field after Avo Ashlish, so let it be called Lokuach. So Lokuach is Bechlal only Chayv and Shumas Maisis Midrabbanan. So what do we have a whole machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanu, whether it's chal on the level of the rice and nothing is chal slakuch? So we said the Netziv answers and the Briska Rav answers, no, lakuach just means you're not mechuyev to be mafresh, but if you're mafresh it's chal menatar. But Tosfos thinks not so. Tosfos says that lakuach is no chiyev to be mafresh, and even if you're mafresh it's not chal at all.
Is that a mitzvah from Shus? That's what the Netziv means.
The Netziv writes it at the end of B'chol Kaisai, when he has his Chiddush. The Psukim in the end of B'chol Kaisai talk about Maisa Behema. So Rashi writes on Chumash, and Rashi writes on Mishnayis and on Gemaris and a few places. What do you do with Maisa Behema? You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and Makrav it as the Korban. Who do you give it to? Is the Halacha? Does the Halacha say you give it to the Kohanim or to the Levim? So Rashi says it never says anywhere in Chumash, it never says anywhere in Mishnayis, you give it to the Kohanim or to the Levim. So it's understood. The farmer keeps it. The farmer has a mitzvah to bring the Maisa Behema to the Beis HaMikdash and Makriv it as a korban, but it's not from the Matnas Kahuna at all. That's where Rashi writes. And the Rashba on Gemara Shabbos quotes some of the Gaonim who are of the opinion, the word Gaonim are of the opinion, the Maisa Behema is one of the Chav Dalet Matnas Kahuna. So the Netziv points out, where did the Gaonim get this Einfall from? Where did they get the idea from that Maisa Behema should be one of the Chav Dalet Matnas Kuna? So he says, if you look in Tanakh, it's a Beferish Apostle in the Dibra Yomim. When they came back in the beginning of the Bai Sheni, so it says the farmers were Mafresh Maisa Behem and David gave it to the Kohanim. So it says, Belak on why? So Taka Pela and Rashi, What does Rashi say? It doesn't say anywhere. What do you mean it doesn't say anywhere? It says in Divrei Yomim that they gave the Ma'aseh Behemoth to the Kohanim. So the Netziv comes up with this Einfall, that there's such a concept of a mitzvah harshus. Sometimes you're not mechuyev to do something, but if you do it, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. Let's say I'll buy 100 gemaras from the store. Then I decide to be mafresh truma gedayla, 2%. So I'll take out 2 out of 100 gemaras and give it to the Kohanim. It doesn't make any sense at all. It isn't even a mitzvah harshus. Give 2%, then I'll give 10% of what's left to the Levim. It doesn't grow from the ground. It didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with anything. But let's say, on the level of the Raisa, Rashi and Tesis and many Rishonim are of the assumption, that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, that Minatara, the obligation to be Mafrish, Chumas and Maisris, is only on Dogon Tirish V'Yitzah. Dogon means the Chameshis Mini Dogon, wheat and barley and all the variations of wheat and barley, and then that's Dogon, then Tirosh is wine, and Yitzhar is olive oil. And everything else, the whole obligation to be Mafrish is only with the Rabban. The obligation to be Mafrish is only with the Rabban. What if you go ahead and you want Mafrish? So the Ravid has a Chiddush, the later Achronik quote this, the Ravid writes in the Kos of Shom, the Hasogas of the Ravid and the Balamon, the end of Chulin. So the Ravid, this, they have this Hasog in the Kos of Shom. He writes, he thinks when you volunteer on your own to be mafrish on all other fruits and vegetables and grain and beans and kidneys and everything other than dog tirish v'itzah, there's no obligation to be mafrish trimus amaisus. But if you are mafrish, tafrosh is chal min ha-teira. That's the chiddush of the rabbi. Tafrosh is chal min ha-teira. And sham ninim other than dog tirish v'itzah. So the Netziv has such a suggestion also. He wants to say there's such a thing as a mitzvah sarshus. He starts off with the Vilna Goyim. He said the Vilna Goyim was the first one who said like that by Matzah Kol Shiva. The Gemara says Laila Harishon Chayvam Mikan V'Elach Rishus. First night of Pesach, everyone is obligated to have matzah. And the rest of Pesach, it's optional. What do you mean optional? So the Vilna Goyim said it's a mitzvah harishus. You're not mechuyev to eat matzah, but if you eat matzah, you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah kiyumis. So this was a big breakthrough for the Netziv. There were those who would argue, there were those alive today who still argue, that there's a contradiction in terms. How can you have a mitzvah? So sure, mitzvah means mitzvah, commandment. How can you be commanded to do something that's optional? If you want to do it, you get a kiyum mitzvah. So there are those that say, those that claim there it doesn't exist such a concept. It's a contradiction in terms. Can't be such a concept as a mitzvah so shus. So first, and it's in quotes from the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon said it does exist. Eating matzah, shayim mosa pesach, aside from the laila harishon. So the Vilna Gaon assumes not just rishus, he assumes that it's a mitzvah so shus. There's a mitzvah kiyumis. There were communities in Europe where they used to say the bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvos of tzivanu al achilas matzah all 7 days of Pesach, all 8 days of Pesach. So it's the chemin has all arichas. He says that it's not correct, it's not proper, and they sent them letters that they should stop. But it was based on this idea from the Vilna Gaon that they followed the Vilna Gaon all the way. They thought that it's a mitzvah so shus. So as such, as a mitzvah so shus, you should recite the bracha before you're about to perform that mitzvah so shus. So that far we don't go. So that's all discussion in Stechemet. Why not? There's such a balamor. But the balamor in the end of Pesachim talks about how come whenever you sit in Sukkah, all the days of Sukkahs, not only the first night, Laila Rishon of Sukkahs, anytime you sit in the Sukkah, you eat in the Sukkah, you say a bracha. So how come when you eat matzah, why don't you say a bracha, alachilas matzah, all of Pesach? That's a shaila that the balamor raises. And he gives an answer to it, but from the fact that he asked the question, you can tell that he thinks like the Vilna Gaon, that there's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's a kima mitzvah eating matzah all of Pesach. So the Netziv wants to say, first he starts with the Vilna Gaon, that there's such a thing, there's such a concept as mitzvah so shus. Then he wants to say that even though Rashi is of the opinion that Ma'aseh Behemah, you're not obligated to give it to the Kohanim or to Levim, but if you do give it to the Kohanim, then there is a mitzvah kiyumis. There is a mitzvah so shus. If you give it to the Kohanim, it will be considered one of the Chof Talad Matan's Kohuna. So then he says about Lakuach also. He starts explaining. That's the Netziv at the end of Chumash Vayikra, the very end of Chukosai. Rashi talks about the Ma'aseh Behemah and not being given to the Kohanim. So he says, where did the Goyim get the idea that it is given to the Kohanim? They got it from the Pasuk Divrei Yomim. What does Rashi do with the Pasuk? So he says, Rashi is going to have to say that that's a mitzvah so shus. So getting back again, Nachamal. So if a Nachri is mafresh, Shumas and Maisis and Tevel that grew in his Rishus, so if you hold like the Tana Yeshkin and the Nachri Beretzol Havkia, so of course nothing is Chal. So Rashi says the whole sugi goes with the other opinion, that's how we paskin, Beretz Yisrael, and Kinyan Havkia, only in Surya. So he says you don't have to take a stand. Maybe the Gemara goes that the Nachri purchased the field from the Yisrael after Havuah Shlish. So since B'shas Chavasa Chayev is Haisa, so you can't apply the rule of En Kinyan Nachri Lafki. But then they say, no, but then it should be Lokuach. If the Nachri purchased the field after Shas Chavasa of Havuah Shlish, shouldn't that be considered, should that or should that not be considered Lokuach? And the Gemara says, Lokuach, there's no mitzvah in Atar to be mafresh at all. You can say like the Nitzim, like the Brisker Rav said, there's no mitzvah to be mafresh, but if a mafresh, it's chal. So that's the machlokes. Can a nochri, does a nochri have the ability to be mafresh? Tosis assumes lakuach, not only does no obligation to be mafresh, even if he mafresh, not chal. Not even chal at all. Not even as a dvar hoshus. So Tosis refers you, the Pirush Abin and Tam, Sof Perakam, but the Bechor is that there's a big machlokes harishonim. When does Lakuach pater? Does it only pater after Miruach? Does it only pater before Miruach? Or does it pater both before and after Miruach? So some are of the opinion that Lakuach only paters after Miruach. If someone had a chi of Trumas and Maisris, a farmer harvested his Tvua. He had Havuah Shlish and he had Meruach and it became this Chai B'Trumas HaMaisa. Then he sells the Tevel to someone else. So Menatar, there's no Chiyuv B'Trumas HaMaisa on the other one. Why? Lakuach paters Menatar only Bedavka after Meruach. Before Meruach, it doesn't pater. God Pirush HaBin Antam, the Lemifta Lakuach, Hechad the Lakach, Kodim Shinis Marech. Lokoch only paters if you buy after Meruach. So that's a pella. What do you mean? You buy it after Meruach and it already became Tevel? So how can the use of Tevel disappear? So that's what we pointed out. There's a Shaila. In order for the use of Tevel to set in, you have to have Havuah Shlish, Meruach, and Rias Pnei Abayis in the proper order. Once the Chiyuv Hafrashas Trumas and Maisa sets in, then there's an Ita Tevel. If there was no Havuah Shlish, Meruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, then the Chiyuv Hafrashah wasn't Chal, so it's not going to be Tevel. But the Shaila is, in order to maintain the Issa Tevel, in order to maintain the Issa Tevel, is it necessary to maintain the Chayvus Hafrashah? Or maybe I can say no. Once you have a Chiyuv to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisa, so it's Chaladin Tevel. Once it's Chaladin Tevel, it remains Macholas Hasuris. Even if now you reach a stage that it's impossible to be Mafresh, Chumas and Maises. You only need the Chiv Hafrasha to start off the whole story, that it should become an Isa Tevel. Once it became Tevel, then it remains Tevel, even if it's impossible to be Mafresh. So this was the big Machlokes between the Biskirov and the Chazanish. Chazanish held that that's impossible. You can't have an Isa Tevel unless it still has a possibility, unless it still has a Chavis HaFrasha. If you don't maintain the Chavis HaFrasha, then there's no Issa Tevel. And the Briskirov dug up Ashitim Kubetzis in the end of Menachas, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, where the Ashitim Kubetzis says, Beferish not so. The thing can become Tevel and retain the Issa Tevel, even if you reach a point that it's impossible to be Mafish Shumas HaMaisis. So that's really a major that. The machlokes, the Chazanish and the Biskirov, that's a major machlokes in the Rishonim over here by Lokuach. Dr. Rabbein and Tam claims the Lokuach only paters the Lemif the Lokuach, Heched the Lokach, Kodim Shinis Mareach. Lokuach only paters if I buy from the farmer after the Miruach. So it already became Chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, and then I sell it to someone else, and so the someone else is not Chayiv. Only the first farmer was Chayiv in Trumas and Maisus. So in order to maintain an Issa Tevel, you have to have a Chiv to be, you have to maintain the ability to be Mafrish. Once you're no longer able to be Mafrish, the Issa Tevel goes off. That's the Rabbein and Tam Shita. The Rabbein and Tam is Beferish like the Chazanish. In order to preserve an Issa Tevel, you have to have that it should still have a chiyuv hafrasha.
So therefore what? So what's... Therefore he says that the only time lakuach in a patur is kodem meiruach?
If the meiruach. The lemifta meiruach, hechad the lakach kodem shenis mariach. Lakuach only patas... Lakuach does not patur before meiruach. Lakuach only patas after meiruach. If the meiruach it became tevo, if I buy it before meiruach and I do the meiruach, that's when the chiyuv hafrasha is chal. So that's not lakuach. Chiyuv is chal on me. I'm not a lakuach. But if a farmer made Havash Lishin Miroch and Rias Panabai, it became Tevel. Then he sells it to someone else. So the someone else wasn't the Bailim Eitzel whom the Chiyuv set in. So the other guy's not Chai. But it was already Tevel. It was already Nikvas Tevel by the first guy. So the Rabbeinu Tam is not bothered with that. The Chazanish is following this Rabbeinu Tam. Well, not only in order to create the Yisra Tevel, do you need a Chiyuv Afrasha. In order to maintain an Issa Tevo, that the Issa Tevo should continue to exist, you have to have a possibility to be mafresh. And if you can't be mafresh, then there's no Issa Tevo.
But Rabbi Tom's against the note of Yehuda, the Tufa Srid. No, that there's two Chiyo, that there's Issa Tevo and the separate Chiyo of Russia. If they have to go together, then those Tufa Srid, those are Yehuda.
So since Rid said that sometimes it's possible to be mafresh trumas and maisris, to remove the Issa Tevo, and you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of nesinas trumas and maisris to the kohen and to the lady, because you have to have a nesina b'kashir, you have to have a significant amount. So truma chitach as pateras kol akri, you can take out one chit, there's mamsh nothing. Maiserishin has to be a tenth. Maisershein is also going to be maiserani. Maisershein is going to be a tenth of what's left. So that's going to be a significant portion. But Truma Gedoyla doesn't have to be of any significance. Chitachas. So he says if you mafrish chita achas, you have succeeded in removing the Issa Tevo, but it won't be able to lead up to a mitzvah of Nisina of Matas Kuna to the coin, because it's so insignificant. Chitachas doesn't count for anything.
Meaning the Issa Tevo and the Chiva Prasha are separate. Then they're not necessarily connected to each other.
It's possible to remove the Issa Tevo. No, not Afrosha, no. It's possible to do Afrosha of Chita Achas to remove the Issa Tevel, even though it won't lead up to a Mitzvah Nesina. Because it's going to be Mamisha Chita Achas, is nothing. That's not called the Mitzvah Nesina. Mitzvah Nesina, you give him some significant portion of food. No, that taste is sweet with the Nerebu. They distinguish between Mitzvah Nesina and the Afrosha for the purpose of removing the Tevel doesn't have to be a Afrosha that's going to lead to a Nesina. Doesn't have to lead to a nesina. Rav Avvel Soloveitchik is working not like this Tosis. He has a sheet in Kupetzis and Menachos in Perek Rabbi Shmuel that once the Issa Tevel sets in, so it remains Leolam Voed. It can't set in unless you have a Mitzvah Safrosha, but once you have the Mitzvah Safrosha and the Issa Tevel sets in, it's going to remain Tevel until you mafresh the Trumas and Isis. And even if he can't be mafresh, it will still remain tevel. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds not so. Rabbeinu Tam holds even after the Issa Tevel sets in at the time of Meruach, if you do mekach, you sell it to someone else. So someone else not mechuyev ben haTorah, the fool is not mechuyev ben haTorah daf rosha. So the mele Issa Tevel goes off.
Is that clear that if I buy, according to that day in Tosis, that if I buy it after, before the Meruah, that the Ptur Lakuach means that it's going to be an Issur Tevel, and I just can't be Mafresh? Is that so clear that that's the punchline of Tosis?
If I buy before Meruah, then it will become a
Tevel. When I do the Meruah, it will become
Tevel. I'll do the Meruah, it will become Tevel.
Is that clear that that's the punchline, or is it that if it's Lakuach and I do the Meruah, part of the Ptur of Lakuach is that it also won't be Tom Tevel at all.
Again, there are been a time. There are three shitas in Tosfos. One shita Meruach, Lakuach only patas before Meruach. After Meruach, it already became Tevel. How can you say Lakuach patas? The other shita are been a time just the opposite. Lakuach only patas after Meruach. But if you do Lakuach before Meruach, so then it becomes Mechuyev Bayu. That's not a Ptur of Lakuach. Then the third sheet, is lakoch always patas menator. Whether you bought it before miroch or after miroch, lakoch always patas. So Tosfos here quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, that lakoch only patas if you sell it to the farmer, sells the tevel to someone else. Farmer sells it after miroch. Sells the tevel after miroch, then lakoch patas. Even though the Issa Tevel said it already, but the Issa Tevel, to retain an Issa Tevel, you have to retain the Chiyuv Hafrasha. Once you sell it to someone else, and that customer is not Mechuyev in Hafrasha, so there's no more Issa Tevel.
So maybe in the other day in places that holds that the Ptur Lakuach is when I buy it with Nei Miruach, holds that part of the Ptur Lakuach is that even if I do Miruach in my own Rishus, part of my tour is that it's not going to become tevel.
Correct.
So then that's not like the Brisker. It's not like the Brisker.
No, but
that's
his argument, against the Rabbeinu Tam was that's absurd. It already became tevel. How can it become ois tevel? Because once it became tevel, it remains tevel. You can't say lakuach, you're not mechuyev to be mafrish. The one who bought it, not mechuyev. What's the difference? But the first guy already made the meruach, and by him it wasn't lakuach, so it became tevel. Once it became tevel, it remains tevel. And the other, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds not so. There is no such rule. Once it became tevel, it remains tevel. So that machlokes that the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Balei HaTorah, that's exactly the machlokes that Chazon Ish and the Brisker
wrote. It's more of a different machlokes. It's a machlokes about what you were saying about Treif Machazeres, the Shere. It's not really about. It's not that the other day in Tosfos holds that when I have a Kri that's not yet Nismareach, and now I do a Miruach, will I be Chayiv? Am I able to be Mafresh then? Is that part of the tour is going to be that even if I do a Miruach myself,
yeah,
is that going to be Chayiv?
They claim that that's what the Pasuk Lokuach comes to Patadah, because they can't refer to the other case where I bought the Tevel after Miruach. That's impossible. They argue against the Rabbeinu Tam. Once it sets in and it's the Tevel, it's not going to disappear.
So I'm saying,
Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not a problem.
The Shaila in the 2 days in Tosfos is really a more Kaliyistic Shaila. Can I have an Isser that later on becomes Nepach Leheter? Is that possible?
By other Isserim, maybe you can't. Maybe you cannot. But by Tevel, there's a local Machlokes by Tevel. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that even if the Miruach and it sets in and it's a Tevel, if I'll sell it to someone else who doesn't have the ability to be Mafresh, even if I'll try, Minatara won't be Chal. So then he holds it's a Tevel. The Issa Tevel vanishes into thin air. And the Rabbali Ateis disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. That's impossible. How can an Issa Tevel disappear just because he can't be Mafresh? But once the Issa Tevel was Chal, so he should remain. So part of the machlek is Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim was this Shaila. Do you say once the Issa Tevel sets in, it remains? And he say no, it only remains because man is a chiv to be mafresh. Once a chiv to be mafresh goes away, so the Issa Tevel goes away. Then we learned the Gemara, there was a machlek, this Rabbi Nachachami, what's it din? I'm Shacha Chatzi Avdo, yeah.
Sorry, Rabbi, just before you leave that point. What about the third stage in this machlokes for Rabbeinu Tam and the other Baitosos? What about the Yiras Pnei Abayis and Bav Metzia that they talk about there? How does the third stage, Yiras Pnei Abayis, don't you also need that for Chiyuv Tevel?
You need all three. You need Havo Ashlish, you need Miruach, and then you need Yiras Pnei Abayis. You need all three. The Pashtus is that when they say Miruach, they probably mean Yiras Pnei Abayis. They probably don't mean Miruach.
They don't mean Miruach.
I don't think so.
Because when you learn Bav Metzia, everyone that they pay Chedam and Aleph, they always say Yiras Pnei Abayis, that they're talking past Miruach.
Right.
So when they say Miruach, here everybody thinks it's Lav Dafka.
Probably means the Yiras Pnei Abayis when the Chiyuv Tevel sets in. When the Chiyuv Afrosha sets in, I think so. Then we had a Machlokes HaTanan, Rebbe and the Chacham, we don't pass like Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion, of how do you have all the Tanoim know there exists a concept of the Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Mecharim. Anybody studies Menchaschina, Chatzi Eved v'Chatz Mecharim. And every mitzvah he discusses, what's the status of a Chatzi Eved v'Chatz Mecharim? So how can you have a Chatzi Eved v'Chatz Mecharim? So Rebbe says, what's the problem? I give a shtar shirchu to the Eved and I say, Hari chetzich mishuchro, chetzicho mishuchro, chetzicho ain't a mishuchro. So what did he accomplish? Every other day he works for me, and every other day he has off. Because we're both shutfim, like an Eved Shol Shnei Shutfim. Ovid is Rabbi Zeh Yamech, this Rabbi Sheni Yamech. So here, if you have an Eved, who's Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mecharin, so every other day he's an Eved, and every other day he's free. He's working for himself. Okay. So Rebbe holds, how can you have, they all knew, for generation to generation, they all knew this Minchas Chinam, that there's a concept of a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mecharin. So Rebbe said, why not? You give a shtar, a shichur, harei chetzich ben chorin v'chetzich eved. And the Chachamim's opinion is that it doesn't exist. There's not, just like by get, you can't say harei chetzich mugureshes, either you megarish your wife or not. It has to be kroiz gita, bina kroiz gita v'leko. So you can't say by shtashich, you learn out lo lo me'isha. So you can't have by shtashich where he says chetzich mishuchra v'chetzich adayin eved. Either you free the whole Eved or you don't free at all. No such thing as freeing a half an Eved. I bet we knew that for generations we were talking a lot about Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Mecharin. No, the Gemara said that's a different thing. If you have an Eved, Shal Shnei Shutfim. And one Eved is Meshachra, the whole Bailas that he has. So that's not a problem of Meshachra Chatzi Eved. He's Meshachra, the whole Kenyan that he owns. So that's going to be a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Mecharin. So we know there's a Machlekes Rabbi Nachachom. So then the Gemara says over here, what if you have a shivchak nainis mi'uberis? And the Odon gives her a shtar shichur, and he says, Hare at shivcha uvladech ben chayrin. I want to free you, ben, the uber, and I want you to remain a shivchak nainis by me. So the Gemara said, if you hold like Rebbe, then a mshachah chatzi avdo is good, and you hold it, ubi yerechimai. So that's called mshachah chatzi avdo. So in such a case, the Yeved, the shivcha remains. The shivcha remains a shivcha, and the uber will be yotzei lechevus. Sure, that was the gemara. So Tosus was bothered with the kasha. Tosus the mamaschal the nase ki mishikna lo echad mevara teim leri. He has a kasha and he doesn't have a teretz. He just blinds by kasha. What's his kasha? Rebbe holds a mashacher chatzi avdo. Whenever you mashacher an eved, there's always a problem. Mashikana eved kana rabo. So the shtar shichur never left the rishus of the Odon. If I give the shtar shichur from my right hand to my left hand, it's no good. So what does it help that I give the shtar shichur to the Eved Knaini? Eved Knaini called Mashikana, Eved Kana Rabba, said, Din Deraisa, that it goes back to the Odon. Mashikana Tzisha, Kana Baila Taisa says that that's only a Din Medarabana. Mashikana, Eved Kana Rabba, that's a Din Deraisa. If he's an Eved Knaini, it doesn't apply to an Eved Ibi. If he's an Eved Knaini, then you say, call Mashikana, Eved Kana Rabba. So the Gemara raises that question later in Perik, which Perik is? Azorik, the first half in Azorik. How can you mean Meshachar and Eved Knaini? When you give the Get Shichur to the Yav Eved, it's like the Yodin giving it from his right hand to his left hand. Gemara says, no, the answer is, Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echot. So Taisa says, I can understand Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echot if the hand is getting freed. But if I tell the Shivcha Knaini's Hariyat, Shivcha, the uber should be meyayech, should be a ben chayri. But the whole goof of the isha from head to toe, just minus the fetus, the embryo inside her rechem, that's yotze lecheris. But the whole shivcha from top to bottom remains a shivcha knainis. So where's the boy in keechot? How can Rebbe? That's probably the reason why we hold the mashacha chatzi eved is not yotze lecheris, because he can't say git to the other boy in keechot. But how can Rebbe say? So, Rebbe says, Tosfos says, I understand Rebbe. Rebbe holds a Meshachar Chatzi Eved Yotzei Lecheiros. If you don't say which half, so half of the Eved in a vague fashion. Half of the Eved is Yotzei Lecheiros. So you say, and that half of the Eved, wherever it is, floating around, Gita the other bank Yechad. But if he specifies which half, he says the whole Shivcha Knaina should remain a Shivcha, and the Uber should be a Ben Chorin. So when he gives the get to the Yad HaIsha, what do you mean? Uber Yerachim and Meshachar Chatzi Eved is good. But he gave the get into that part of the Eved, that's the Shivcha, that's still a Shivcha. Where's the boy in Kiechot? So it's no good, that's what Tosfos says, it's no good. So I think it's usually, so I saw that the Pharisee Yankiv talks about this. So I think what he says is usually assumed to be the Pshat. When you give the get, the Yad HaIsha, v'nasan b'yodo. So it's a Kinyan Yad because it's in the Yad. Yad is part of the whole body. It's not Yad separately. The whole goof of Isha is one big goof. Yad represents part of the body. So true, let's say I'm a Shachar Chatzi Eved according to Rebbe, and I don't say which half. So then Rebbe says, Meshacha chatz yebed, the chatz yebed is yotze l'cheres. So even if I do say which half, I give the woman, I give the shivcha knainis as shtar shichur, and I say your toes on the left foot should be yotze l'cheres, and the rest of your body should not. But it's all one big body. So Rebbe's opinion is that I'm shachar part of the eved has a yad to be kind of, it's not that the yad is not a kenya yad, yad is the whole goof of the whole eved altogether. So if as long as you're being meshachar one organ, one part of the body, and the body is making the kinyan yad, it's not that the yad is making the kinyan yad. The yad is part of the whole body, and the body is making the kinyan yad. So that's a meshachar chatzi avda. I think that that's the way it's usually assumed. That's what the Tiferes Yankov answers on Tosis Kasha. I think that's the way it's usually assumed. That's the answer on the Kasha. Then we had a guest the other day in Shir, Rabbi Eli Belazon. So he referred us, after the Shir, he told us to look at Iran in Elu Trefus, in Chulin, in Perik Elu Trefus. So the Iran seems not to learn like Rashi. The Gemara says over here, if I give a shtar shichru to my shivcha knainis, she's muberes. And I say, harayat shivcha uvlodech ben chore. So according to Rebbe, that I'm shacha chatziyav the yotze lecheres, the uber will be yotze lecheres. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, shnei gdoli ador pirshu as hador hazeh. Two gdolim, Rab Zeir and Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchak, both explain this din, that in mehoysa uber zachsalo, if the shivcha knainis is muberes, and I give a shtar shichru for the uber, then he's yotze lecheres. Chad amar hamani rebihi, v'chad amar my time of the Rebbe, and so on. So Rashi says, Chadama v'chadama, they're not disagreeing with each other. They both say the same thing, Hamani Rebbe, that the Braisa that says, Harei HaChivcha V'lodech Ben Chorin, goes according to Rebbe, I'm Shachar Chatzayav D'Yotze L'Cheres. But whereas one of them, Chadama, one of them just said, Hamani Rebbe, the other one said, Hamani Rebbe, and he gave a Hezba for Rebbe Shita. The Kosova, Rebbe thinks, Ubi Yerachimah Manasek Mishikna L'Echad Meivarech. So the Ran understands, the Ran seems to have understood in the Gemara, Charoma v'Charoma, that it's a machlekes. The second Mandomar explained that it only works out according to Rebbe if you hold Duba Yerachima. And the first Mandomar thought that even if you hold Duba Lav Yerachima, it also makes sense. So that's what the Ran comes to explain. How can that make sense? If you hold Duba Lav Yerachima, so they're two different Abadim. So ein eved yochel lekabel get shichum yad rabbi shaloi biyad chaveiro. That's where the Gemara drew a distinction. Kol mashe kan eved kan rabbis adin deraisis. So if I give the shtar shichur to one of my avodim to be zeche cheres on behalf of another eved, that's like giving the shtar shichur from my right hand to my left hand. I didn't get the first base. Only if I give the shtar shichur, if I give the shtar shichur to an eved of a different adon, to a different adon to be zeche for my eved. Okay, that's good. But if I give to my Eved, to be zecher for a different Eved, so the Gemara says, Ein Eved yochel lekabel get shichur miyad rabbi shaloi, because Ein adam zecher al deyatzmoi. Kol mashkan rabbi. It's like putting from my right hand to my left hand. So why is it good if I give to the shivcha knainis muberes, and I say, Harei at shivcha v'lodech ben chorim. Why is that good? So the Gemara says, because ubi yerachimoi, and I'm shachach hatzayav diyot to lecher, it goes like Rebbe. So the Ran understood Chadama v'Chadama. The first opinion of the Gemara holds that the Cheshbon is correct, even if you would hold Uber Lav Yerachima. Yeah, but if you hold Uber Lav Yerachima, so it's like two different Avadim, and one Ebed is Mekabel Shtar Shichur from his own Odon on behalf of another Ebed from the same Odon is no good. So how can it be that the first day in the Gemara Chadama v'Chadama, the first day can even hold Uber Lav Yerachima? So that's what the Ran has a famous line. The line that he said is very famous. The answer that he gives is famous. The fact that he was medayked from this Gemara, that's what Rabbi Belazon pointed out, that part is not so well known. The Ran was medayked from our Gemara, obviously he doesn't agree with Rashi. He holds Charoma v'Charoma, that they disagree with each other. Rashi says, Charoma, Moisif and Messiah Pirish Adover. He's not disagreeing with the first one. The Ran says, no, they're in disagreement. The second Charoma says, it's Pshat only works on the Rebbe, if you assume Ubi Yerachima. And the first Pshat assumes, even if you hold Uba Lav Yerachima, Uba Lav Yerachima. It's Shnei Avodim from the same Odin, so that's what the Ran says, no. Even if you hold Uba Lav Yerachima, it's one person with two bodies. It's not two different people. That's what he says about Behemoth. If you have a Behemoth Muberes, So if Yaldu ba Yarechima, it's one behemoth with one body. If Yaldu ba Lav Yarechima, it's one behemoth with two bodies. It's one behemoth with two bodies. So the same by Adam, if you have an Shivcha Muberes, it's one person with two bodies. It's not that it's two different people. It's not an Eved Mekabel Shtar Shichur Abur Eved Shel Oso Adam. That part of the Iran is the famous part. That even if you're Uber Lav Yarchimai, it's still one person with two bodies. Then we started the Mishnah. We already did the Mishnah. No, there are Chamish Nashim. We started the Mishnah. We didn't start the Mishnah. Oh. There are five women who are not Nemanis the same as Baila. Even though the Tanoim were Mekel, that Erechad is Neman, Erechad, and Anisha, and Karav. Everybody's nema to say meis baila mishum migun akila berabbanon. Minatar, you really need two eidim to say meis baila, the pashtus. And with the rabbanon, they were mekel. We didn't discuss that. Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned by the Romans, and they say, we heard shamayim mibeso asurim. The Tanoim said they used to walk in front of the prison and talk and learning with Rabbi Akiva through the window. So they came back to the Beis Medrash, and they said, we heard from Rabbi Akiva from the prison, you can be mekel that eidechad is nema by an aguna. By Meis Baila. But there are Chamish Nashim who are not Nemanis, even though women are Nemanis, and Kroivim are Nemanim, and Eidechad is Neman, but it's one of the Chamish Nashim that are not Nemanis because we're afraid that they want to trip up this guy's wife, the mother-in-law, in other words, the husband's mother. She may tell a lie that my son is dead, in order that her daughter-in-law should remarry, and then she'll be Teitzah Mizeh Mizeh, because traditionally we assume that the mothers-in-law with the daughters-in-law don't necessarily get along together. A mother-in-law with the son-in-law love each other. But the mother-in-law with the daughter-in-law don't get along with each other. That's the Mishnah, it's assumed like that. So we're afraid she may falsify. She'll say, my husband died and his wife is allowed to remarry in order and I hope that the wife will remarry and then it'll turn out there should be a Saita Asura Labaila and her son will finally get divorced from this witch. She doesn't like her daughter-in-law. Or the co-wife. If a man is married to two wives, so they're always jealous of each other, each one is trying to bump off the other one. So the co-wife, the tzara, or the sister-in-law, also afraid. There may be a case where they'll do yibum, and we may turn out to become co-wives, tzaras. So all these chamish noshim, who are not namanis, the same meis ba'af ha-noshim, shein namanis lamim, meis ba'ila, the namanis lahabi is gita, the namanis to deliver the get, even in the namanis to deliver the get, and to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. So the Mishnah poses the question, why is there a difference? Ma ben get l'misa? How come by meis baila we don't believe them? We're afraid the woman is going to trip up, she's going to be interested in tripping up the wife, and she'll give false testimony. So why aren't you afraid the same thing by the get? She may make up a whole baba ma'isa, it's not true. So the Mishnah says, no, shaksav mochiach. By Meis Baila, the mother-in-law comes to his, there's no right whatsoever. The husband is missing the last couple of months. We don't know where. The woman's husband is missing, and it's this woman's son. This woman's son is married to that woman. So the mother-in-law comes and she says, I know for a fact my son is dead, and his wife is allowed to remarry. So we're afraid. There's no proof one way or the other. We don't know whether the son is alive or dead. So we don't believe her because she has nothing proving. The only thing that's proving is he's been missing for the last couple of months and the police can't find him. So we don't believe the mother of the missing person to say that her husband is dead. But over here, the woman comes with a get. The get has any chasiman. Aksav mochiach olav. There's a raglaim ledovet that she's telling the truth. So you don't have to be choishish so far that she forged it. The mother-in-law is going to tell a lie. But she's not going to forge a whole get with any chasiman, a whole story. So that's the simple reading in Mishnah. Ksav mochiach, because there's a raglaim ledover. So it's more just explaining. This is a svar. Ksav mochiach is a svar to explain why here they made a takana the rabbanon. Here they didn't make a takana the rabbanon. Eidechad to say meis baila would not be believed by the chamish nashim. But eidechad to say this, I'm the shliach of the on the get, and this is b'fananechtam, that we will believe because there's a raglaim ledover. Does this play a role on the level of the Raisa Shaksab Mochiach? Or is it only to explain why Midirabbanon over here you're Choshesh L'Sheker? Here you're not Choshesh L'Sheker. So that is a Raiva that we spoke about a long time ago. Maybe one of the first Shurim. We spoke about that Raiva. The Ravid has a machlokes with the Rambam. The Rambam claims when a husband appoints a shliach lahilacha saget, there's no need to appoint a shliach lahilacha saget in the presence of Eidus Lekim Adav. When a wife appoints a shliach lekabola saget, so she has to appoint a shliach in the presence of Eidus. You have to have Eidus Lekim Adav. When the husband appoints a shliach lahilacha saget, there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adav. Where did the Rambam get this idea? So the Rambam read the Mishnah like that. The bottom line on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, there's a Mishnah, the last two lines. Uishi Sham is Kabbaligiti. A woman appoints a shliach lekabola, tzvicha shtei kiti eidim. She needs two pairs of eidim lekim adova. What are they? Shnaim Sham b'faneinu amra. Two eidim, one pair of eidim has to testify b'faneinu amra. We were present when he did, when the wife did. The minu shlichas lekabola saget, ishtaim shamer b'fanene kibal v'kor, and two aiden lekiyam adover at the time of the nesinus saget. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is, that's how the Rambam read, the Rambam and the Ravid, that you require aides lekiyam adover when the isha appoints a shliach lekabola saget. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about when the husband appoints a shliach lehilacha saget. So the Rambam says it's not the same. When the Baal appoints a shliach lehilacha saget, that's a normal din. Like a man appoints a shliach to be mafresh truma. When a man appoints a shliach to be mafresh truma, there's no need for eidus lekiyam adover. Shlichas, minu shlichas doesn't require eidus lekiyam adover. So the Rambam says the husband's ability to appoint a shliach lehilacha saget, that's normal, should be normal. It's a regular standard din of shlichas, and you never need eidus lekiyam adover. The one and only exception to the rule is the isha makes a shliach lekabola saget. That doesn't make any sense. That was the Yerushalmi that the Rishon prayed. Doesn't make any sense. Why does she have the ability to appoint a shliach lekabola saget? The get couldn't be given bal korcha shel isha, so she's not a bailam on the kinyan. So it's a gzeres hakasa v'shilcha malam shalisha is a shliach. So that gzeres hakasa the Rambam holds pshat in the Mishnah. For that minish shlich is lekabola saget, you require eidus lekiyam adov. That's how the Rambam read it. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He says you're wrong. You need eidus lekiyam adov, and not only when the isha appoints a shlich lekabola saget, you need eidus lekiyam adov, and even when the Baal appoints a shlich lehilacha saget. But he says you always have eidus lekiyam adov, because if the Baal gives the shlich lehilacha a get that has eidus hasima on it, so we say haksav machiach alav. The Eidei Hasima not only testify to what they knew at the time that they signed, namely the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, that there's Ratzon HaBaal Lagarish. Now that the Shliach Lahilocha is walking around with the get, with the Eidei Hasima, so the Eidei Hasima on the get, it's considered as if they give a Haggadah Seder, that the Baal appointed this person as a Shliach Lahilocha Saget. Not only do the Eidei Hasima testify that the Baal expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, later on after the get will be delivered to the Isha, then Tosis wrote on Davdal and Amaral, Mistam HaKol Be'ech Shenasa. Then the get testifies to the fact that the get was given Kedin and Midas HaBaal, and it wasn't Pekitach Magavi Karka. At the time the Eidim signed it, these things didn't happen yet. At the time the Eidim signed it, all they testify about is the fact that the husband expressed an interest to divorce his wife. But then later when the wife will be holding on to the get and she will claim, my husband gave it to me and it was given properly with Nesina and it wasn't a psul klagidach makabikak and I didn't grab it from him, he gave it to me midaito. So all that will also be included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So the Ravid says, included in the Haggadah Seder of the get with the Eidei Hasima is that the Baal appointed the shliach lahilachas haget. Because otherwise the shliach comes with the get, so who says that it's meaningful? So since the minu shlichus is necessary in order that the get should be chal, so we say that's also mistama hakol be'ech shenas. That too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Eidei Hasima. So the Ravid gets this from our Mishnah. He says haksav machiach alav. The Eidei Hasima and the get are made that this man, the shliach lehilacha, was appointed by the Baal as a shliach lehilacha saget. So the Ravid holds haksav machiach is a concept that's relevant on the level of the Raisa. So we're taking a din deraisa and applying it to an issue of the Rabbanan here. Here, the whole issue here is the Rabbanan. Should we be choshed the chamish nashim that they shouldn't be allowed to serve as a shlich lo'ilochas haget, like we choshed them, we don't believe them when they say meis bailam. So the Pashup Shad Mishnah, Samachir, there's a shtickle raglaim ledover that you don't have to worry about. That's the simple pshat. The rabbi is not. Samachir is a biru deraisa. On the level of deraisa, it's a biru. We're taking a din deraisa and applying it to an issue the rabbon. The Chomish Nashim, we shouldn't be concerned about the Chomish Nashim here. Then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. The Mishnah says the Chomish Nashim, I'm honest to say, the Mishnah says they're honest to deliver a get, and you have a Brisa that says not so. But Tanya says just the reverse. So the Gemara gives an answer. Rav Yosef and Abai both give an answer. It depends whether it's an Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlo. So which way does it depend? So Rav Yosef said one way, and Abai says the opposite way. And the Gemara says Tanya Kavaset Abai. You have a Braisa that supports Abai. Rav Yosef first said the Chilik in the opposite direction from Abai. That in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have to say the fun and after fun and after, so you don't say anything. So to say Meis Baila, the Chomish Nashim have to say Meis Abal. So we don't believe in what they say. But in Eretz, they don't. So in Chutzlot, they're going to have to say B'fan Erechtem. We don't believe one word that they say. But if they come at the get and they say I'm the Shlich Lailacha, you don't have to believe them. They have the get. Okay. Anything they're adding on that doesn't say in the get, they're going to say B'fan Erechtem. We don't believe them. That's like Meis Baila. That's what Rav Yosef says. So in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no need to say B'fan Anechta, we just have to say, I am the Shlech Lailoch and Aksam Achir Chalom. So that's fine, you believe it. But in Chutz La'aretz, since you have to say B'fan Anechta, so you can't rely on anything they say. And Abai Taina is just the reverse. Adar Abba Ipcha Mistavra. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavasad Abai, we have a braisa that says like that. That the Chomish Noshim on their monos is Davkin Chutzalor, it's because he has to say B'fan Anechta, B'fan Anechta. Once the Shlech says that, then the Baal Loi Asi Baal Me'arubay. So then, we're not Choshed that the Chomish Noshim are going to be Meshaker. They won't mess up the woman if they're going to be Meshaker. The woman will remain with her husband. But if it's an Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say B'fan Anechta, and then they'll give the get, and then the Baal may come and he'll be Me'ar against the get. So then she'll be in trouble. So then you shouldn't allow the Chomish Nashim to be Nemonis. Then they can really mess up the way. So Abai says just the reverse of Rav Yosef. The Gemara has a brisa. Tani Kavasa Abai. Have a brisa that supports Abai Yishit. Then on the next daf on Chavdal and Man Aleph, the Gemara is commenting on the line in the Mishnah, the difficult line. Huisha atzman b'diyas gita. A woman can deliver her own get. What kind of a funny lashon? Huisha atzman b'diyas gita. What does it mean? The husband made the wife a shliach. What does it mean? If it means the husband gave the get to the wife directly, so why is it called Huisha atzman b'diyas gita? Should say Huisha mekabelas es gita. Avada Huisha mekabelas es gita. Who then? Very obscure line of the Mishnah. Isha atzman b'viyas gita. Mulatcha teit tzich lo mefanechtam, fanechtam. What is that all about? That sounds like the husband can appoint his own wife as a shliach in the get. A shliach lo what? A shliach lo hilachas haget. He's going to give it from the right hand to the left hand. What's going on over here? So that's what the Gemara is working on. So first, the Gemara thought that the pshat and the Mishnah just means the husband divorced his wife. He gave her a get directly. And she's the menis to say b'fan anechtav. So the Gemara says, Isha, mechimati gita liyada igar shelo. Once he gave her the get, she's already divorced. So what do you need the whole story of b'fan anechtav for? So what exactly was the Gemara's kasha? So we learned a long time ago when we started the Masechta. So we saw that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and it's 2 days in the Mechaber. The Rashi on the first Mishnah says the only time you have to say b'fan anechtam is when a shliach lahalacha is delivering the get to the isha. When the baal gives the get directly to the isha, and even a chutzlo, the baal doesn't have to say before an echta. And when the isha, once the isha has the get, so she's mekoreshes already. So there's no need for before an echta, before an echta. But that's how the Rambam read the Gemara's kasha here. The isha herself has to say before an echta. From the moment on that the husband gives the get to the wife, she's already mekoreshes. So why is there any need to say before an echta? Isha. And there's no need for b'fan and echta. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's going to say, oh, we're talking about a funny case that the husband appointed his own wife to bury to serve as a shlich l'haylach as haget. Then Gemara's going to have to work hard. So how is she going to give the get to herself? How can she deliver the get to herself? Gemara's going to work hard to give an answer by the end of the pair. And the Ravid learned not so. The Ravid said, what do you mean? The husband gives a get directly to the wife in Chutz Lortz. So there's an Isha b'fana nechtav. And the Isha is going to say she was there, but Isha Atzma is not the menace to say b'fana nechtav. The menace to say b'fana nechtav is only a shliach before he gives the get. So he knows the whole responsibility is on his shoulders. He's taking the whole achrayis. But if the Isha is already megureshes, the Baal already gave the get to the Isha, she's already megureshes, so it's not at the time of the gerushin. Since the gerushin already took effect 10 minutes ago at the time the husband gave the get to the wife, so the Isha is not nemenes any longer to say before an echdav. That was the kasha. Opposite. The Rambam and the Ravid learned pshat and the Gemara opposite from each other. It's too late to say before an echdav, or it's not necessary to say. The Rambam understood it's not necessary to say b'fan an echdav. The get is given directly to the Isha. There's no need for b'fan an echdav. B'fan an echdav is only instituted by the Rabbanon when there's a shlich lo halacha delivering the get. And the Ravid says, no, every get, any and every get in Chutz Lortz needs b'fan an echdav. And b'fan an echdav is only acceptable al yidei shliach. He's an eid echad. So only make al yidei shliach if he's about to give the get, or he just gave the get to the dibur at the time on the sinas haget. But if the Baal gave the get to the Isha already, 2 weeks ago he gave the get, and now the Isha produces the get, now she's going to be the menace to say b'fan an echtav. It's not at the time. Michi garshalo, she's already divorced. Michi moti giliyad de garshalo, so she no longer has the nemanis, especially on the nemanis to say b'fan an echtav. So that's a fundamental machlokes, men akotze al akotze. If a Baal gives a get directly to the Isha in Chutz Lortz, is there any need for b'fan an echtav? So Rashi and the Rambam say no. There's no issue of b'fan an echtav. And the Ravid says, yeah, there is a problem. And the woman won't be the menace to say b'fan an echtav because once it's lach ha'mais, it's too late. But an echtav is only when the shliach didn't yet give the get, or he just gave the get. Okay, I thought he was going to finish the perik. We weren't zirchi yet. Okay. Should we learn some more gittin tomorrow? People want to do parshas by Yikro? How many people want to do Chumash by Yikro? Okay. I guess we'll do a little by Yikro. Okay.